from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The important ones.
Flush it.
The important ones. Andrew Filippone, he does the same thing. We're like-minded in that situation. Very like-minded. And we've gotten to know Filippone very, very well over the last year or two. Of course, on our sister station out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Filippone, what's happening, my man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Did I hear someone say Josh Dobbs is going to play over Brock Purdy this year?
Yeah, we just had a caller say that. He's going to supplant him.
Crazy talk.
I mean,
Josh Dobbs blocked me at least 5 times on Twitter. He's not my biggest fan. So
why?
Hopefully this doesn't alienate you.
Is he not?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember this, but the Steelers missed the playoffs in 2018 because they lost a game in Oakland where the X-ray machine didn't work and Ben couldn't get back in the game soon enough.
Oh, yes.
And Dobbs had to go in, and Dobbs was terrible. And Dobbs has an antenna, at least he used to, when it comes to criticism. And so very smart guy, but apparently very online. And that caused me to get blocked several times by him. But I think I'm unblocked now. So I do actually wish him well. He is a great dude.
How are you feeling about your prediction of that? Well, not prediction, your information regarding the IU thing. Because I'm not going to lie, people are coming down with lots of nicknames if this doesn't happen. Like, I've already seen it a lot. Everyone's like, this guy's full of it. Like, I know that you put yourself out there, you get a lot of credit for that. You know what I mean? You know the game. Like, I know you know the game. But how are you feeling this morning regarding the IU to the Steelers thing?
I mean, not great. I mean, it's the first time in my entire life doing this where I had two people, one in the front office, one in ownership, tell me that a deal was done and then a deal didn't happen. And I think on the Steelers' end, they thought they had a deal. And for whatever reason, I've got a couple theories on that. It hasn't come to fruition. It hasn't come to pass yet, but it's interesting, you know, I put that out there and said it was a done deal, and, you know, obviously it has not been a done deal because Iuke is still in San Francisco and the Steelers still have a massive hole at wide receiver. But the way it started to get reported after I said that, I mean, we had ESPN and NFL Network both say that a deal is in place. So it's the first time I've ever seen it, and so many other national reporters have said the same thing. They've never seen a player saga go this route where a team and two teams think they have a trade, but the trade hasn't happened yet, even though the deal is in place in terms of trade compensation and seemingly the contract parameters of a deal for Aiyuk between him and the Steelers have been in place for a long time.
Damn. What a saga. What a saga. Andrew Filippone, of course, 93.7, the Fan at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania here. So it looks like Pittsburgh needs a wide receiver. Hey, what is your thoughts on the end of Brandon Ayuk, the personnel? Because it feels like from the reports we heard, he's blocked trades from happening. He didn't want to go to New England, and I can't blame him for that. Cleveland, were they really going to give away Amari Cooper, a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, a third-round pick? Who the hell knows what the package was? But how are Steeler fans feeling about Brandon Ayuk, the player and the personnel, after this entire saga has played out through the middle of August?
Yeah, they're annoyed with him. I mean, it's interesting. A guy spurns New England who beat the Steelers in every big game for 20 years, and he spurns Cleveland, your little brother and rival in the division. He does both of those things, and yet he's almost persona non grata here because of the way this thing is dragged on. You know, all you hear is that he wants to play for Tomlin and that the Steelers are going to financially make it worth his while, but yet a deal isn't done. And so how much of this is gamesmanship by the 49ers to try to milk as much out of the Steelers as they possibly can, or try to eventually get Ayuk to accept their offer? Or on the other hand, how much of it is the politics of football and the business of football by Ayuk to try to just get the 49ers to give him a bigger contract with more money? You know, I think Steelers fans are starting to begin to actually scratch that. They felt this way now for longer than just a day or two. I think they now believe that they're getting used by the Ayuk camp. I don't agree with that necessarily. I don't think that that's fair yet, but I can tell you that a lot of fans feel that way. And I think a lot of players, either former players or current players, are starting to feel that way too. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. He is badly needed here. When the trade happens, people here will definitely reach out to him with open arms because our wide receiver situation is so bad, so awful. But he is frustrating the heck out of Steelers fans right now because of how long this is taking.
Is that a kid screaming in the background?
I am actually off today, so I am on dad duty. We're going to an amusement park, but it's not open until 4 o'clock Eastern time, which I don't really get.
Yeah,
why even open?
Yeah.
Right? 4 o'clock.
It's throat strain.
Hey, we can relate to that. You know how many times I've tried to play video games, take a national call, and give off hot takes where my kid's screaming and yelling in the background for his bottle?
Nap supposed to be 2 hours. Today, 35 minutes.
Well, that's 35 minutes more than my daughter. So my daughter, Andrew, would never take naps with me. She'd take naps with mom, grandpa, grandma, great-grandma. Dad, no, it's playtime. Yeah. It's playtime, so I'm trying to play NCAA.
She's just sick of hearing me talk about the Ayuk stuff.
Yeah, probably. So who's going to start out there?
No, forget it. What's the number that Pittsburgh wanted to give him? That's what I want. What it was, because like we found out $33.5 million. I don't even know if I believe that, AAV. What's the number Pittsburgh is willing to give him that you've heard?
I've heard 4 years between $28 and $29 million now a year. Now, there's some discussion about that has come out. Albert Breer said that the number's below $28 million, and that's why Ayuk went back to the 49ers. He's literally the only person who I've heard say that, whether it's from my own reporting or from other reporters. Now, I'm not going to say Albert Breer doesn't know what he's doing because the guy is a very good reporter and has great sources, but he is honestly the only person who I've said the number's lower than 28, and that peeved off Ayuk. If Ayuk didn't think he was going to get a good number from the Steelers, I'm not sure why he would turn down New England and Cleveland so fast and bury those two teams and say, no, I'm not going there. So I have some skepticism about that. The only thing about the 28 to 29 million that I've heard people talk about is there some reluctance on the Steelers' part to give Ayuk a salary that's more than TJ Watt? Watt is $28 million and change. So is the owner of the team saying, we want Ayuk, but we think it's a bad look, it's bad optics if he's the highest paid player on the team? And even if it's $100,000 less than Watt, whatever it is, we've got to get him below that number annually. I hope it's not that. I heard $28.5 million is the number that I heard 2 weeks ago. But that's what they were offering him, 4 years, $28.5 million per year. And that's way less than New England, but I guess that goes back to what Ayuk has told people all along, that he'd rather play for Tomlin than play for anybody else.
Well, Andrew Filippone here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast, Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill. All right, so maybe he watched Russell Wilson throw a football, say, yeah, I don't really want to go there. How are Steeler fans feeling about this quarterback situation? Is it team Fields or is it team Russell Wilson?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, 59% of our listeners said Fields after Saturday night's game, and I think that's just a massive overreaction to preseason football. We lived that nightmare last year before we played you guys in week one, thinking Kenny Pickett was some combination thereof of Joe Montana and Joe Burrow. He was 5 for 5, five drives, five touchdowns in the preseason.
Wait, are you saying people, hold on, Edge, are you saying people overreact to we just had a caller say that, like you just mentioned, Josh Dobbs will supplant Brock Purdy at quarterback. Preseason?
I'm blaming myself on this. I mean, it wouldn't even be an exhaustive internet search. I mean, I was saying that Pickett to Pickens was the new Montana to Rice.
Oh my God.
It's true. Oh. It's out there. It's everywhere. They even made t-shirts that said it. I didn't get any money from that, actually. In retrospect, that was probably a good thing to not have my name tied to it that closely. But yeah.
Why don't you start with Tommy Maddox before you work your way up to Montana?
Yeah, we thought it was. We thought that the preseason was a harbinger of amazing things to come, and it was not. So, I think people love the athleticism of Fields. I think they're scared that when Sean Payton quit on a guy and basically gave him away and still paid him over $30 million, that it's a sign that he's washed up. But I would start Wilson, but I would have him on a very, very short leash, and I would absolutely have a package of running plays ready for Justin Fields week one against Atlanta.
From your vantage point, who has handled this entire thing worse in the public eye, the Niners or Ayuk?
I would say that's a great question. I would say probably San Francisco from this perspective. I think they leaked the stuff out there about New England and Cleveland and made it seem like he was weighing those offers and considering those teams when we know all along he was not. So I think they did that. And then I think that put New England and Cleveland in an awkward situation, especially Cleveland with Amari Cooper. So I would say San Francisco by a nose, but I think now people are rightly calling out Ayuk for trying to be a free agent or acting like a free agent when he still got another year on his contract.
So how does this end? How does this end? Is Ayuk play for the 49ers this year? Does he sit out week one? What's your gut telling you when it comes to Brandon Ayuk? All this posturing, all offseason.
I think September 7th he gets traded to the Steelers. I think the day before the season starts, he ends up on the Steelers for a second and third round pick.
You serious?
That is my prediction.
Wow.
Yes.
You're sticking by it, huh?
Andrew, I'm going to be real with you.
Turn your mic on, Shasky. Turn your mic on.
I've done that so many times today. I'm going to be real with you. You need a hug, my man, because I can tell you're having a long, tough day. And the fact that you had the guts to come on here and stand by it, I honestly, a lot of people would have said, I'm not going to answer those guys' call in San Francisco. I'm just going to back away
from
it.
You're standing on it,
credit,
though.
Bro.
Hey, listen, you're 10 toes down. September 7th, he believes Ike's going to get traded. That would be devastating from the Niners standpoint.
God.
2 days before Monday Night Football, that would tick me the hell off. Your thoughts, Andrew, on the Steelers using Tomlin as a drawing card to bring in Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh?
Well, I think he's got to be, you know, he's making almost $20 million a year. I believe the only head coach who makes more money than him right now is Andy Reid. He got paid the Sean Payton annual salary, not as many years, but the same amount of money per season. And yet he has not won a playoff game since 2016. It's the longest drought without a playoff win for the Steelers since Chuck Knoll took over as coach. I mean, it's an eternity for this franchise to go this long without a playoff victory. So, you know, what are you bringing right now? You're bringing stability. You're bringing a high floor where this team never has a losing season, but there's no postseason glory anymore. Largely, you're mediocre for most of the season, and you're able to rally late to get to 9 wins. He's a really good defensive coach, but he was behind the draft pick of Kenny Pickett. He was behind Mitch Trubisky signing here. He allowed for Roethlisberger to play into a 17th and 18th season. He was totally behind that. So Mike Tomlin here, how is he worth the money? What does he bring to the table? Well, if he's getting guys like Patrick Queen, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Brandon Ayuk to come here and take less, well, then that does make him, in my opinion, more valuable as a head coach. So it's almost like in college where you think the guy's a great recruiter, but maybe can't get it done on game day. I know James Franklin at Penn State gets a lot of criticism for that here. Maybe there's some of that with Tomlin, but if he helps them land Ayuk, I think even some of his harshest critics will have to give him credit for it, including me.
All right, Andrew Filippone, have fun at that amusement park. How old is your kid?
Yeah, well, I got another... She's 11 months. I got another, or 13 months. I've got another 3.5 hours here to burn.
13 so. Months. Oh, boy. That's going to be a long 3.5 hours. Well, enjoy your day off. Enjoy the amusement park.
See you guys.
It's always fun. Good talking to you. No
see
problem. You, Andrew Filippone here on the Morning Roast, on the courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, 93.7 Fed at Pittsburgh. And he's standing 2 toes down. He believes Ayuk will be traded 2 days before the regular season. September.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.